This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Incessant rainfall inundates several places in Kathmandu. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says weather to improve from Wednesday. Energy Minister Pomfa Wasal says tackling climate change impacts becoming challenging. And Taliban claims complete capture of Afghanistan's Panjshir. Now the news in detail. Incessant rain since last night has inundated 385 households of the Kathmandu Valley. As many as 247 flood survivors were rescued. According to spokesperson of Metropolitan Police Office Rani Pokhari and SP Sushi Singh Rathar, downpour has submerged Kadaghari, Parapakar, Balkhu and Sundari Ghat of Kathmandu, Manohara, Bode Fat and Sukumbasi Basti of Bhaktapur and Sanipa and Kalopul among other areas of Lalitpur. He further informed that 232 workers from Kathmandu and 15 from Lalitpur were rescued. Especially the settlements near the rivers have been affected from inundation. Police said that no human casualty has occurred so far in the incidents. Similarly, the incessant rain has waterlogged the Gokarneswar Mahadev Temple and Uttar Ganga area located on the banks of Bagmati River. The flood has affected different parts to be repaired as part of the Jorpati Sundari Jal Road widening project. Likewise, Solan Rudramati has inundated some houses in Ratupul Matidevi area. Six members of the same family have been killed in Madi Municipality 1, Kholagaon of Sankhwasava. Police said that the deceased has been identified as Tej Bahadur Karki, Parvata Karki, Manamaya Karki, Ranjana Karki, Deepak Karki and Goma Karki. A team of Nepal police has been dispatched to the incident site. Details of the incident are awaited. Two people have died in a landslide that occurred in Ropa district last night. Police informed that the deceased have been identified as Gauri Thapa and Himal Roka. One person died of coronavirus infection in Bake district. District COVID Management Center, Bake's corona focal person, Tej Oli said, a 76-year-old woman of Tribeni Rural Municipality 6, died of coronavirus infection. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pomfa Wasal, has said tackling the impact of climate change is becoming challenging. Talking to media after attending the inauguration of a tree transplantation at Indrayani Park based in Lalitpur Metropolis 2 today, the minister said activities of industrialized countries were the reason for greenhouse gas emissions leading to global warming and Nepal-like countries had been adversely affected by such development. Wasal said Nepal is suffering the impact of the climate phenomena for which it had almost no role at all. Incessant rain triggered landslides in different parts of Melamchi Municipality 12 and 13, disrupted the Helambu Highway. Police Inspector of Area Police Office Melamchi, Tikaram Rai, said that the electricity service has also been disrupted in several places, including Melamchi Bazar, after an electric pole collapsed. Police said road traffic would be brought to normal, clearing off the debris only after the rain ended, and also urged the public to use alternative route. The 74th Regional Committee meeting of World Health Organization WHO Southeast Asia region began today, with health leaders calling for greater commitment to build resilient health systems and to achieve universal health coverage. While inaugurating the annual governing body meeting of WHO, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba said this session is convened to take important decisions on improving the health status of the people in this region at a time our health systems are overstretched to cater essential health services to the needy people. The five-day virtual session, attended by health ministers and senior health officials of the member countries of the region, UN agencies, partners, donors, and civil society representatives will deliberate on strengthening public health emergency preparedness and response and accelerating progress for prevention and control of non-communicable diseases, among other health issues. The Department of Consular Services under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will coordinate with the local governments in a bid to address problems facing Nepali people in foreign land in a speedy and easy way. The Department Director General Dhan Bahadur Oli said the department's efforts aims to deal with problems and issues facing Nepali people in foreign countries like legal cases, treatment and rescue and repatriation of their bodies back to Nepal in an easy and prompt way. The department will make arrangements for those Nepali people stranded and facing various problems in foreign countries to apply for the rescue and repatriation from the country where they have been living, he said. This service will come into operation from September 10. Rainfall has taken place in most of the places throughout the country due to the influence of the monsoon wind. Senior meteorologist at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Meen Kumar Arial, said rainfall occurred at most places of the country as the monsoon became more active due to combined impact of the low-pressure monsoon system in the Bay of Bengal and the local winds. Arial said the influence of the system will remain until Tuesday evening and the weather will improve from Wednesday. The department said the weather will be generally fully cloudy throughout the country at nights, with chances of a light to moderate rainfall at many places and of heavy rainfall accompanied by thunder at some places of Province 1, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpasan provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The Taliban claim they are in complete control of the Afghan province of Panjshir, the final pocket of territory which has remained outside their rule. There has been heavy fighting in the area north of the capital Kabul between the Taliban and resistance fighter. A Taliban spokesman on Monday declared victory for the Islamist group, but resistance fighters said they were still present in all strategic positions and continue to fight. Taiwan has said a large incursion of Chinese military jets flew into its air defense zone on Sunday. The defense ministry said 19 aircraft, including fighters and nuclear-capable bombers, entered its so-called air defense identification zone. Taipei has been complaining more than a year about repeated missions by China's air force near the island. China sees democratic Taiwan as a breakaway province, but Taiwan sees itself as a sovereign state. Taiwan's defense ministry said Sunday's mission by the Chinese Air Force involved 4 S-6 bombers which can carry nuclear weapons as well as an anti-submarine aircraft. China has not yet officially commented. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Incessant rainfall inundates several places in Kathmandu. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says weather to improve from Wednesday. Energy Minister Pampa Vasal says tackling climate change impacts becoming challenging, and Taliban claims complete capture of Afghanistan's Panjshir. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.